This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David Furst. As part of our coverage marking 15 years since the September 11th attacks, we spend time with a first responder who, after 25 years in the fire department, is now making a name for herself as an artist. Back in the late 1970s, Brenda Berkman sued the city on the grounds that the fire department's physical exam discriminated against women. She won. And in 1982, Berkman became the first female firefighter in New York. She was later the subject of a 2006 documentary, Taking the Heat, The First Women Firefighters of New York City.
Brenda Berkman was the scariest person I ever met.
She created something that still exists today.
She was a woman who was responsible for bringing women into the New York City Fire Department.
On September 11th, when she heard the first tower had been hit, she suited up and, like many of her colleagues, headed straight to Lower Manhattan. Among the lives lost that day were 343 firefighters. Berkman retired as a captain in 2006 to pursue a lifelong dream of becoming an artist. A series of her lithographs called 36 Views of One World Trade Center goes on view tomorrow, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, David.
You navigated some major transitions in your life. You were a lawyer, then a firefighter, and after 25 years with the FDNY, you're now an artist. Talk about this last transition.
Well, as you can tell, David, I'm part of the downwardly mobile. seriously, you know, when I retired from the fire department, I really thought about continuing on in emergency services, but after 9/11, really sort of my life direction changed somewhat. I wasn't as ambitious for a career in the emergency services, and I'd always wanted to make art. And I'm kind of a person that jumps off into the deep end of the pool. So I went online and I found the Art Students League, and I just signed up for a printmaking class. And that was in 2008, and I've been learning about printmaking and going ahead ever since.
Why did you choose One World Trade Center as your subject for this series of lithographs?
I was down at the Trade Center, the new Trade Center, very frequently as a volunteer tour guide for the 9/11 Tribute Center. And I was walking all around the memorial, constantly watching the new World Trade Center go up, and especially one. And number one really captured my imagination. It's incredibly beautiful, I think, to see the clouds floating by in the reflective glass. And the fact that it's the symbol of the rebuilding and the resiliency of New York, I mean, it really means to me, we're back.
Even after all of your pioneering work with the fire department, do people forget that there were female first responders at Ground Zero?
Yeah, I think so, especially because, you know, no offense to the media, but they, you know, they dredge up the tapes and the videos from the immediate reporting after the event 15 years ago, so few of which showed that women were doing exactly the same thing down there that men were doing.
Well, you were one of those women first responders. What do you remember most about that day?
What I remember about that day especially was my feeling that there must be thousands of people in that rubble who needed our help by our, I mean, the first responders' help. And yet we, especially those of us who responded from home, we really lacked the equipment and the wherewithal to be able to do as much as we'd been trained to do. And the site was so enormous. It really was worse than anything I could have imagined or that I had ever seen. And I honestly thought I was going to die that day. I know a lot of people felt that way. And yet we went ahead and we did our jobs at tremendous risk to ourselves because that's what we were trained to do. And we really, really wanted to help.
Now, as we look back 15 years later, what do you want people to think about today?
Well, I want them to think about how we as a country and as a world can work together to try and prevent future 9/11s. And by that, I don't just mean, you know, security measures and guarding against terrorism. Of course, there's a move to make 9/11 a national day of service. To me, that's what we should be focusing on, especially with our young people. We need to educate them about the events of 9/11, but we also need to encourage them to use their lives to work with their neighbors, to help other people, so that as a country and a world, we can make the world better.
Brenda Berkman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, David. I really appreciate talking to you.
Brenda Berkman's show, 36 Views of One World Trade Center, begins tomorrow at District Council 37's gallery and runs through September 27th. For more information and to see images of her artwork, visit WNYC.org.